Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh with Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan in between, in Yitzhak Hashem. It should be an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. And we should be zaychet la Yehuda Maisa Era v'simcha v'sasa nikar as we come to these days. Let me share with you a Mashava Klali regarding the Vigdei Kahuna, which is, of course, the subject of Parshas Tetzaveh. The Gemara says in the Sefer Tamid on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, that at night the Kayanim took off the Vigdei Kahuna, Peshtan Umeinichan Tachas Mei Reishaisav. They'd be very careful to watch it. So what they would do at the Vigdei Kahuna, when they took it off at night, they went to sleep, is they put it under their heads. And I guess it was safe. It was under the pillow. The question is that, and this question is asked by the Be'er Sheva on Mesechtas Ha'iriyas, Daf Yud Gimel, that the Gemara in Daf in Ha'iriyas says that putting your clothing under your head when you go to sleep, even not big dechud, any begadim, is kasha l'shikcha. It's not something a person should do. So how could it be that they did it in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Dava Pella? So there are two possible answers. One is a technical answer, and the other is a machshava. The technical answer would come from the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Gimel, Sifkat and Beis, who says in the name of the Magen Gibeirim that although you're not supposed to put your clothing under your head as a pillow, if you put a Dover Masik Beinayim, you take a sheet or a pillowcase, you put it between your clothing and your head, then it's mutter. In other words, the kosher l'shicha is only if their head touches the clothing directly. If that's the case, it could be that's what the Kayanim did. They put something to be Masik in between. And that, as they say, is a correct technical answer. If that's what the Kohen did, it's a correct technical answer. In the David Meisharim, the Tribuna Rav says, Yesai to answer the Kasha. And this is the first Chelik of David Meisharim, Simon Ayin Tes. He says, a Klal Gadol. When things are prohibited because of Tamim Segulim, not for physical reason, no physical reason it's kashal l'shicha to put clothing under your heads. It's a tam seguli. Anything that's osur because of a tam seguli or because of a ruach ra, in any such case, by a dvar shebikdusha, it does not apply. By dvarim shebikdusha, the danger of dvarim segulian does not apply. He's talking about sleeping in a sukkah yechidi at night. We know a person ideally is not supposed to sleep, yechidi is not supposed to sleep by himself, and unless there's a ner dolok, unless there's a candle on or a light on, but to sleep alone in the dark at night is considered something which a person should not do. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufnan Aleph says, a reach osalisha bebayis yechidi. Someone who's a guest somewhere should not be sleeping in a place alone. And all right, if you light a nair, then that's a shmira. What happens if in this sukkah the nair is a danger? Are you allowed to sleep alone in a sukkah or not? So he says, shomer mitzvah layede davara, meaning shomer mitzvah layede davara. When a person is doing a mitzvah, so something which is aser mitam seguli does not apply. If you're doing it for a ruchniyistika reason, that overrides the ruchniyistika danger. And he brings a ma'aseh, the sefer ma'aseh Rav. They asked the Gaon, are you allowed to sleep in a sukkah yechidi? And he answered, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. This might be a makar for the Sharat Zion. The Mishnah Berurah Sharat Zion, Reish Lamed Tes of Katan Yud Zayin, says if somebody is sleeping b'bayis yechidi, and his only option is to open the door, but if he opens the door, he creates a yichud problem. He has let it close, and it means lock the door. To avoid yichud, you got to lock the door too. But that is perfectly okay. because Shaima Mitzalei Edetav Arah. So we have here a Makar in the Gra in Maiserav for the Psak of the Shaar HaTzion. This is Negea to a Chassan during the 7 days of Sheva Brachas. As you know, a Chassan is not supposed to leave his house, not supposed to go out Rishu Sarab in Yechidi. He's always supposed to be accompanied by someone. There are two reasons. One is because he's Daimel LeMelech for his honor, and the other reason is because it's considered to be a sakana for a chassan or a melech to go out yechidi balayla. When I was a chassan, Rapam told me that if you're going out for minyan, then you could go. You should try to get a shomer to go to minyan during the week of Sheva Brachas. But if a shomer is not available, he doesn't show up, you can go yourself to minyan. Because shomer mitzvah layeda davara. When he told me that, it was a chiddush to me. Because the Drisha in Eben Ezer, Simon Samach Dalitz of Cotton Days, seems to say, fakeret, not to go out yechidi, even for tzarech minyan. However, later I saw a Rapam Psak as the Psak of all the Gedolei Yisrael of the generation. It's fascinating that from the generation of the 20th century, numerous Paiskim say the same Psak, that a Chassan should better go to Minyan during the Sheva Brachas week rather than miss Minyan, even if it means he has to go out alone. In the Sefer Maaseh Yish, the Chazon Ish, Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, they write that this was the psak of the Chazon Ish to many people. In the Sefer Yismach Lev, Chelek Beis, Pesh Tov Pei Dalin, Der Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach told Chassanim, better go out alone during the Sheva Brachas week rather than to miss Minyan. So that's in the Torah world. In the Hasidish world, in the Sefer Vayavarach David, which was written by one of the Sama Hasidim, and he has a volume on Inyone marriage, Al Nisuin, he brings from the Sama Rebbe of Yale that he told people better go out alone to Minyan rather than miss Minyan even during Sheva Brachas week. So we have the Yeshiva world, the Hasidish world, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says the same thing, the name of his father, Rabbi Avadia, that a person, he says, as a general rule, Sfardim Mekilim, to go to Minyan, even during the Sheva Brachas week, even if they go out at night. An interesting Elashin, Sfardim Mekilim, he should have said Sfardim Achmirin, that they're Makbir on Minyan. So upon him, it's the same idea, that Shema Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovara. I would add in this particular shayla that of a chassan that there's always a tziruf. We know in the name of the Goyim that the koyches of Ruach Ra are nismayet in the Meshech HaGolus. That the koyches of Ruach Ra go down as Klal Yisrael, as Meisa Nefesh in Golus. I believe in the Mayim Beis HaSheva, Parshas B'Shalach, Rav Schwab brings this Goyim and it's brought in numerous places. So Lamaisa, we have our big yisayid that Shema Mitzvah Le'eda Davara makes that when you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about inyanim of Ruach Ra. And the mele that answers the kain and putting the big dekuna tachas me'irashay sehem. Of course, it's a little hard to understand. If you have an Eitza to put a davar mafsik, something in between, like the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Gibayim, so how is that? Shevi mitzvah yedeh davarah. It's true, it's in the Makom Kaddish, there's no Ruach Ra. But if it's not necessary, well, it's hard to understand, why not already put the davar mafsik beinayim? So this is a thought that stems from the Big Day Kahuna, and of course, branches out to many other topics. Let me share a thought regarding Purim Cotton, which is almost here upon us. Very confusing, the status of Purim Cotton. The Gemara says clearly, the Mishnah says clearly, that Ein Bein Adarish and Lada Shemi Ella Kriyas Megillah Matanas Lav Yainim. The Gemara adds the Arba Parshiyos that on Adarishan we don't do the Mitzvahs Mikra Megillah and Matanas Lav Yainim and the Arba Parshiyos. The Rishonim argue. Tosis says that there's a Yesh Noyagin who holds, no, the Mishnah is only talking about Mikra Megillah, Matanas Lav Yainim,
But Mishta and Simcha to be Marba Besuda, he says, Samanaig this way, but Taisus himself rejects it. He says, Halacha Shein Tzarech LaHachmir. And the Ramah says the same thing. Halacha Shein Tzarech LaHachmir. You don't have to eat a Suda. Aye, the Mishta only says, Chutz of Mikra Megillah and Akana Sav Yainim. The answer is that the Gemara says on that, says that to not fast and not say a hesped, zev is eshavin, it applies on adoration. So just like it says only two things are not ader sheni, it says only two things are, and they are isurim, this are hesped and this are tainis. So we understand that to mean that all the positive commandments don't apply in adoration, and the negative ones do. The Barplukta of that is the Ran. The Ran there, Megillah Dava, says no. When it says Chusma Esme V'Tainis, where do we learn the Issa Esme V'Tainis? From Mishta V'Simcha. Mishta V'Lai Tainis, Esme V'Simcha V'Lai Hesped. So therefore he holds that it is included and that a person should have a special Suda on a Purim cotton. So what do you do? It's a very difficult thing. I mean, everyone, the Ramah and Taisus tell us that we ain't Tzarech LaHachmir. But on the other hand, we wanted to know today, what we're going to do, just miss Tachton and not get something? So therefore, of course, the best day is that Purim cotton comes out on Friday, would be to come to Mishmar. You come to Mishmar and you allow yourself a little bit of the cake or whatever else they'll bring. Maybe they'll bring something even more special tonight. And that's, of course, the best way to observe Purim Katan, Be'ezras Hashem. At any rate, the Machlokes Rishayim are hard to understand what the Machlokes is. Either it's Purim, it's not Purim. Either Adoration is or it's not. What does it mean for something's yes, something not? But my time is up for this call. We'll have to leave that for a different year. Right now, I'd like to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful Purim Katan. And in Yitzhak Hashem, we should be zeicha to celebrate Purim with a great simcha. The Muhammad Eretz Yisrael should find a happy ending, Be'ezras Hashem, as much as is possible. Certainly in time, if not for Purim Katan, in time for the simcha of Purim, we should be zeicha to a simcha with a full heart. Wishing everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.